Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me. I am Polly Wyrum, an intuitive life coach, and I help people figure out life a little bit more, help people remember that we really do have love in our life all around us, and sometimes we just need to have a bigger picture, bigger understanding of what's going on. So I really am always honored with the people that come to me, however they find me. So I thank you for joining me now and for all the people that I get to spend time with on a more direct contact. So thank you again. I want to start today with kind of like a prayer, just the opening, just to clear anything out that needs to be let go of and bring in a little bit of peace. So wherever you are, hopefully you can grab a hold of this. So if you can, close your eyes and take a nice big breath in and release. And we are calling in all of our angels, all of our guides, and we are calling in the presence of peace and the understanding of love. And we are calling in knowing that we have miracles within us and all around us, and we are fully supported by the divine energy within us, and we experience the flow that goes from each one of us. And we carry it forward and we share divine love and energy and light with all those around us, and knowing that we have the capability to create peace in our own life and expand that peace to include all forms of life, to include everything. We have the ability to live in peace. So take a nice big breath in and release. And thank you. Okay. So I just felt like, I don't know, maybe we all need a little bit more peace going on today. We're recognizing the peace is within us. So like I said, I'm Polly Wyrum. I'm an intuitive and an intuitive life coach. I have my own business, which is Gateways to Peace. And so that's Gateways and then the number 2, peace.com. And I help people just like you. So today what I want to talk about is the power of prayer. But I also want to talk about, so somebody contacted me a few weeks ago, and I live in Anchorage, Alaska. Somebody contacted me a few weeks ago, and he's a professional. And so I try to work like normal business hours because I have kids. And then I work a little bit on the weekends just to fit in people who I can't, you know, who work normal business hours. So this gentleman works in a profession that you would think, that he probably doesn't come in contact with, you know, doing the type of stuff I do. So he contacted me, and we just got together last weekend. And I have to say, it was such an amazing experience, because he's somebody that works, you know, like I said, in a field that's, you know, believe me, they're not talking about metaphysical stuff. They're not talking about angels. They're not doing any of that stuff. And he really had so much love and wisdom, and so connected. I actually, just for fun, I had him pull a card because, you know, I had my cards and everything. So I had him pull a card for me, and it was amazing, his insight. And I think the reason why I'm sharing this story is because, you know, we go through life and maybe we forget how much love and wisdom we each contain. I mean, each one of us have. Or maybe we go through life and we forget that the bus driver also has all this amazing love and wisdom. And so it's easy to think, okay, this is going on in my life. I need to have an intuitive help me with it. But really, you know what? And I love being able to be there for people. I truly do. But I'm also just reminding everybody that you have all this love and wisdom within you. We all do. And one of the coolest things, you know, that he shared with me is he had a near-death experience I don't know how long, years ago. And one of the things that he heard, and this is what we hear all the time from people that experience this, is it's all about love. So it's really, he's like, that's what we're here for, is to learn how to live in love, learn how to experience love, learn about love. And it was just really an amazing opportunity for me to be reminded how we all have this, you know, this incredible power and wisdom within us and all around us. So, so today, each caller, because I like to ask questions and see where you're at, if you have an insightful story or how you've been reminded of your personal power, so your personal ability to connect with that divine intelligence, let me know about that. Okay, my first caller is 447-799. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Polly.
Good morning.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. And you?
Excellent. Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Deep. I was just calling, dialing in to listen. I don't have a question.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Then I will take my next caller, but I'll just say thank you so much for listening, and I hope that little, there must be some little message for you, since, you know, it's all about people recognizing their power and their strength. So just
yeah,
go through your day knowing that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Of course, it's all a message for everyone. Thank you.
It is. Okay, have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Andy, really, thank you. Bye.
Okay, so my next caller is area code 951207.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Oh, excellent. Lovely. I bet it's beautiful there right now.
Yeah, you know, it is, actually. It really is.
I love California. I was just this morning showing my husband the Channel Islands and thinking about, because we're going to visit a few times this summer, and thinking that that might be a great place to go explore. So.
Yeah, there's all different parts of California, I suppose, though.
So. Yes, you're right. Okay,
yeah.
Nathaniel, time in your life where you felt like there was divine intervention or something, you know, where you had to just let go and realize it was going to be taken care of.
Well, I remember back in 93, my father was dying and had stomach cancer and everything. And it looked like the stepmom was taking a lot of the house that I'd lived in, and she had kept it. And I didn't know where I was going to go or buy a house, and I'm kind of in the same situation. But I found a job at the Marine base, and I bought a house a couple miles away. And it seemed to be pretty lucky, and I only bought the house for $125,000. And although back in 94, the day O.J. Simpson was running around on the freeway, I think was the day Esco
Holy
Club.
Holy moly.
So,
Yeah,
yeah. And so I was really thinking that, wow, where am I going to buy a house? You know, my dad passed away, and he left me some money, and I found this house, and people had the paper, and were willing. It was kind of a funky house, but it really held its worth. And I didn't sell at the right time, but I got a $400,000 equity line. So I did a short sell. So my profits went up from 1.25 to 400,000. I could have gotten 550,000 for it. And I actually spent a lot of money on the remodel. I spent, you know, 75,000 doing all kinds of stuff. But, I really didn't think I was going to be able to buy a house in Orange County or anything, and something miraculous happened, and where I've lived there for 18 years now, and I'm kind of in a similar situation where I'm still in California, but I'm way out in the high desert between, like, Long Beach and Las Vegas, kind of out towards Las Vegas, and I'm in Barstow.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Barstow's still, you know, I mean, it's going to get really hot here, you know, and that stuff. So I kind of want to move by, you know, July or so. But still, I think that somehow a divine intervention comes along in lots of different situations. I can name a couple others, too, that were, you know, I'm going, wow, how was I going to get through with that, you know?
That's perfect. I love that. And, you know, the whole thing about divine intervention or prayer, whatever, you know, it's all kind of goes together, is it allows us to move out of the way. Like if we say, you know, that you're praying for, you know, sending love and light to a situation, whatever, it allows us so that we're not like trying to orchestrate everything and we're just going to let it unfold the way it's supposed to. And there's a real art to that. I mean, you know, it takes experience, I think, to trust. And whereas you had some really significant that you can that you can draw on and say, yes, I know it works, which is awesome.
Is it like swimming in a riptide? You know, you got to kind of know how to swim sideways.
Yeah.
I think it is. It's almost swimming in a riptide, knowing that you're going out to sea. And the only thing that you have to do is, you know, keep your mind, keep calm, and swim sideways.
Yeah. It's true. It is so true. I mean, it is so true. And it just
because,
is a process.
Like when your dad dies, that's overwhelming. That's like the mountain, you know, tell the mountain to go in the ocean, you know. That's overwhelming situation, you know, when a parent dies or something like that and is dying of cancer and you have to go see him every day wither away and, oh, I am all okay, yeah, I remember this and blah, 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 well,
It's a lot.
Hard. And then when you get that down to the end, when they're just withered away, you know, it's really tugs your heart out. I mean, it's overwhelming.
It is. I agree with you. And I mean, there's that, that's, you know, the beauty of life, you know, you can see it as, but it, I mean, it is. And I mean, believe me, I've got three kids and blah, blah, blah. I mean, so I live all, you know, everything like, you know, I can do intuitive stuff, but I still have to go through everything else like everybody else. And, you know, when it's with my family, I don't have the clarity as much because my emotions and everything get in the way. So it's a big, you know, it's a magical experience that we're all in, but it's definitely very powerful. Okay, so now that we've really discussed the beauty of life, do you have a question for me?
Well, I think I called a few weeks back, and I'm just looking, you know, for a car, to move, and a new job. That's kind of the things. And I'm realizing that even I'm out here in Barstow, it's not so crowded out here. There's not a big traffic jam everywhere in L.A. and Orange County, a crowded, you know, the 91 or the 55 or anything. It's, oh, my God, you get it in right primetime traffic, you know, you can't move, you know, there's.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when you talk to me about Barstow, I see you, part of it is just the sun, you know, like how it's going to be hot. But I see that you feel like a lot of pressure on your head and even like your shoulders. It's almost like you're not at your full potential and you're kind of, you just feel a lot of pressure to do something or to get really to get out, because it's like it's not a really comfortable place for you is what it feels like to me.
No, I like the
ocean.
So, you know.
Yeah, and so because I feel that, like it's almost – here's what it feels like to me. It's almost like a pressure cooker. Like you can take so much of it and you just have to go. So,
yeah, especially
because
summer
it's yeah, it's just not – it's not super supportive for you.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason, it doesn't, you know, I don't know if you get headaches or what. I don't know why they're showing me, like, pressure on your head.
I do, because I get, you know, I've had heat stroke out at the solar plant a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And when it gets, like, 110 and I don't know what to do, you know, I mean, you can't do anything, you know. I mean, you try to go cool and get some bit of AC. You know, that's probably the best thing to do is camp out in the library or something every day, you know, because if it's AC, but it's terrible because you're really suffering.
Well, it just doesn't feel like a good fit for you. But here's what feels like to me. So I think how I'm seeing it, and I don't know the map down there or anything, but I'm seeing north, like a little north of LA, a little north of where you have been before.
And it also, I don't know if you're interested in living in like a mountain, you know, where there's trees and mountain stuff, but you have a connection to that. Like you would feel good. Like, you know, like I'm seeing like, you know, pine trees or something. It's not like, you know, Yosemite. Well,
like,
you know,
Calaveras County.
But where there's...
I visited Calaveras County when they had the frog jumping contest, and they have those huge pine trees.
Yeah, there's trees.
Yeah.
And that actually feels good to me, and I also feel like when you're there, you're actually going to be able to express more. Like you're a little bit more, like your thoughts are more free-flowing, and I even and actually you spend a fair amount of time by yourself, but your thoughts are more free-flowing, and I even see you like writing your thoughts down. And so that comes, like when you're the energy is just a little bit more free-flowing for you. And I'm hearing it makes sense to you. Like living in that type of environment makes sense to you.
You know,
I don't know why, but it just does. So I would look around that because it just feels like it's a little bit kinder for you and it frees up your, like your energy is actually, you know, free-flowing or whatever. Like it does not feel like that where you're at. Like the headache type pressure you get doesn't feel good. I would have to say it's kind of oppressive.
Yeah, especially, you know, when June's going to hit here and everything, so.
Yeah. So, I just have to ask you one other thing, and then I'll take the next caller. Did you have, like, a VW, you know those VW, those little VW cars, those little, like, I'm seeing for whatever reason, like an off-white one, those little VW cars, like, from a million years ago, those bugs?
You mean the van or the old VW?
Well, at first I was seeing the van, but then I see the car. So it's just when I see it, me wonder. Do you have something like that? But
I had a friend. I had a girlfriend that had one, and another girlfriend I think had one, and my friend had one, and I remember my other friend. Both Freds had one, actually, and I think the other one was kind of souped up, but I remember the other guy, he got forever. I mean, he'd put a gallon and go to the beach and back, you know, put a gallon in, you know. And but it may remind me of my time, you know. It may remind you of my
that's
era,
exactly
my
what
era.
It is.
It's kind of my
era. Is that freedom, taking you back to that time when you had that freedom. Because it's not, you know, you're not necessarily experiencing that now, but maybe you can revisit some of, you know, where you were in that time and just really connecting to that feeling where you had more opportunity of choices, I guess. There was, you know, like you didn't, everything wasn't connected to consequences as much.
I'll do a V-dub meditation.
Yeah, perfect. Because I see it, so perfect.
Thanks so much. Lady, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Many blessings to you, and you're on your path. So just enjoy.
Is it okay if I call back?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I'll just tell everybody. I'll probably do one more show here, and then I'm actually going on a big spiritual network, which will be on Blog Talk Radio, but it'll be scheduled on a certain show. But I will put that because I don't even know. I know it starts next Wednesday, but I'm not even. I will give you guys more information on it. But definitely, because I love, people that that actually.
I'll await the unveiling, and so nice speaking to you.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Okay.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye bye. That was so sweet. I love doing what I'm doing, but I really, it's just great connecting with people and people that are open to universal thoughts and energy and all that stuff. I'm so appreciative. That was lovely to hear from Nathaniel. So again, this is Polly Wyrum and my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. So gatewaystopeace.com. And today we're talking about divine intervention or prayer, how it's affected you. If you can remember like one time in your life where you just feel like, something miraculous stepped in and helped me out. So my next caller is area code 212-315. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Polly.
Hello, how are you? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I mean, I have a day off, so I'm just, you know,
perfect.
Enjoying my peace.
Excellent. I love that. And who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Mary.
Mary, and where do you live?
New York City.
How is it in New York City today?
Oh, you know what? It's uncharacteristically cold for this time of year, so we have a cold front. And it's only like less than 40 degrees right now. And
ooh, yeah.
Yeah, tonight I think we might even dip below freezing in certain parts of the area.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But
huh.
We'll bounce back to like the 50s and 60s soon enough.
Well, did you guys just get snow someplace? Did you guys just get a bunch of snow or somewhere around there?
Around there, yeah. So,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, bizarre, you know, because it's April and,
it is,
you know,
crazy.
It's time. And we had a warm winter, and all of a sudden it feels like winter again.
Yeah, well, that is crazy.
Times.
And I'm in Anchorage, Alaska, and I don't know, actually. I usually look and see what the sunrise and sunset is and what the temperature is, and I did not do that today. But I bet it's in the 30s here, and I bet it'll get to around 50. I'm hoping around 50. So, but I'm not positive. That's a guess. Okay, so Mary, can you think of a time where you had like divine intervention or that you just, you know, you were able to pray and just let it work out?
Well, recently, like last week was a really, really busy week for me at work. And the reason why I have today off is because I get comp time for working overtime. And I actually blew up at my boss, which is also uncharacteristic, you know, because I'm usually a trooper. And I felt like I needed to address my boss, not necessarily being aware or taking care of things in work that's related to what I do. And, you know, like she is busy doing a lot of things and she has done a lot of good things for the organization. But, you know, she as the president also needs to oversee all the areas and certain areas are being neglected. Yeah, and so one of them is mine. And, or at least at certain points, it's my area. And so, you know, I basically was telling her that I was working way too many hours, and at first she couldn't hear me and thought that I was complaining and, you know, just being a nag. And then, you know, the next day she gave me cookies and said, you know, like after what happened yesterday, I wasn't sure if you were going to come back. So, you know, like I took a risk by speaking up and being honest. Hey, she could have, you know, put me on her, you know, S list. I won't say the whole word, but But instead, she actually recognized that she was, that I had a point, which means that she wasn't seeing the whole picture.
Yeah. Good for you. And that's,
I mean,
communication is huge.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you. And now you feel like things have settled down?
Yeah, I feel like things have settled down. I feel more at peace with myself. But then at the same time, I know that this is just a temporary stop for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it feels I'm just going to tell you because I'm picking up stuff about your work. So it feels like in your job, you're somewhat limited is what I'm hearing, but it's almost like you feel like the walls close in on you. Like you don't have, like it's almost claustrophobic feeling, but you also like when you first started talking, what I was seeing is you, is actually like where you're kind of like a fire starter type person, but you have the ability to really, like create change and you have the ability to put the word out and you have the ability to on a broader spectrum So because you're very powerful, your energy is very powerful in creating change. And so my only thing that I would say, so are you, first of all, are you aware of that?
Yeah, I am aware of that. And I think that my energy is better utilized at a place where I can actually allow it to flourish.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. Are you doing something, like you would be great if it was like PR or some type of journalism or something, you know, where you're actually spreading the word out? Because here's the thing about the type of energy that you have the ability to just blast it out there and see where see how it falls. Does that make sense? Like, say you do a Twitter thing, you just blast it out there or whatever, however you do it. You blast it out there and just wait and see what happens.
Mm.
So it's almost like a volley. Well, you have the ability to do that. So have you done anything like with PR or even politics or something like that where you're really, I mean, it could even be in a thing where you're just getting awareness of, you know, some humanitarian type thing. So you're just really, you're also good at strategizing events. Is what I'm saying. So you're good at, you know, there's a whole bunch that you could do, but it's almost like you're good at getting things done. You're good at getting things done. But for you, I feel like it would be super satisfying if it was for a cause. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Like a cause, not that you're, you know, say you're working for some lab department, that's not necessarily the cause. Whereas if you have a cause, you would be, you know, very well respected and supported, and you'd also get a lot of recognition, but a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. And I'm in the process of trying to manifest the new job. I was just putting down bullet points, actually, and part of what you said is in there.
Perfect.
Like I have the respect and support of my colleagues and my superiors. I currently work in grant writing, and so I suppose to a certain degree I get the word out through my proposals on behalf of my organization. But, you know, I really do enjoy going out there and meeting people, which I don't get to do as often as I would like. But, you know, in my next position, I hope that will be more of my job, and I will have colleagues, like a team, to help me execute, because right now I'm like a one-person operation, and there's only so much I can do.
Well, I definitely feel leadership with you. I mean, right now you've got a lot. Like, I see you, and I see you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on around you, but not necessarily even people to hand it off to, is what it looks like. It's like you've got it, and it doesn't. But I would say, you know, really get clear on, because you can have all that. I'm also hearing marketing, but you can do all that. I think to feed your soul or your spirit or whatever, I think if you're doing it for something that you really believe in, like a charitable cause or charitable whatever, or even if you're doing something like that on the side, that type of stuff is really going to feed your soul and kind of bring you to life. So just wait and see what happens. But I feel like, you know, it could be two parts where maybe you have your job, but then you maybe do something. I don't know. I feel like you'll get what you want. But get really clear, you know, on exactly what you want. But you definitely, your strengths are, you're highly capable, but your strengths are really just getting the word out. I mean, seriously, it's like, it's really getting, like, I see it like you can just, you know, set a trail on fire or whatever. It's just like getting the word out. You're really good at that. You're also really good at getting people stirred up and, you know, creating change that way. So, I mean, you've got tons of potential. Just use it, you know, so that you're happy with the outcome, right?
Yeah.
You know, so if you're using it towards, you'll figure it out. I mean, just do a broad, when you're putting out your resume and stuff, do a really broad spectrum You know, so that maybe you're even including things that you normally wouldn't. Maybe Habitat for Humanity is looking for something, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying really broad spectrum and see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Will do. And do you have a sense of how long it might take me to find a better position?
You know what it feels like to me is kind of enjoy the exploring. Like, I feel like you're going to meet people along the way, and mm-hmm. it kind of leads and builds up to something. And I almost feel like there's somebody from your past, like a past colleague, or it could be somebody you're working with now, but I don't think so. I think it's a past colleague that you connect with and you kind of get ideas from. So I feel like this is kind of a fun, it should be kind of a fun exploring thing, like where you're kind of piecemealing, you're taking from all different sources and you're creating the perfect job for you. So I wonder if, because the way that they're showing it to me, I'm wondering if you're going to end up doing some type of, you know, where you work, what is it, when you work independent, but they hire you for a specific job.
Oh, a consultant.
What is that called? Consulting, yeah. Because you really do pull from all different areas. Like you're really, that's one of your things is you can pull from all different areas and you can take what's good from all different departments or all different groups of people. You take what's good and you pull it together. So I'm wondering if you end up, I don't know, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
So let me know about that.
But
anyhow, I don't feel like a sense of desperation. I feel more like it's kind of this cool exploratory time of your life. So
okay.
Just use your, because you have so much power, your words and actions, just, you know, be thoughtful before you, you know, be thoughtful with them.
Right,
that's
right.
My
don't
advice.
Impulsive. And I certainly don't want to get in trouble with my boss.
You're fine. It's fine. I think it's fine. But
okay.
Just in general, because you have so much, listen, you're one of those people that can get a lot of stuff done. And so, just be aware of that. I mean, not everybody's going to move at your pace.
Right.
I guess that's the
right.
way of looking at it.
Right, right. Including
right.
my boss, which is frustrating.
Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, just, you know, it's probably why we're having this conversation right now is for you to be aware and be aware also that even though people don't always move at your pace because you are kind of rapid fire, even though they don't move at your pace, they still bring something good to balance in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you are super phenomenal at getting things done and get this change, be the catalyst of change. You're phenomenal at that. But then recognize that other people have, you know, talents in their more thoughtful approach or whatever, you know, I'm not, it, you know, it's just that we all just be aware that we all bring things in, but you definitely are the catalyst for change.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Polly.
Yeah, have a great day and stay in touch. Let me know.
Okay, will do. All right, take care now.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Right. So that was a, you know, I always say how much I enjoy doing this, but Mary actually isn't kind of a cool time in her career because she really can design exactly what she wants. And she's also pretty, you know, I think that she understands her self-worth, which is really nice. It's not that she's not, you know, doesn't have concerns or fears of putting herself out there, but I think that she understands her self-worth and understands her, what, you know, what she brings to the table, which is really important because lots of us go through life not recognizing, you know, our individual, what we bring to the table if we get hired. I think she has a good understanding. I mean, she could revisit, she could make the list longer, but I think she has a pretty good understanding of that, which I like. So again, this is Polly Wyrum and my website is gatewaystopeace.com and that's with the number two. And I am an intuitive and an intuitive life coach. And what I really like about doing the life coaching as an intuitive is I kind of see the bigger picture. So when I'm working with somebody, I can say, I see, you know, whatever it is down the line. And so then if 2 months later it happens or when it happens, it's not like, you know, they're not completely taken by surprise. And that's what's really, I really love that. I love being able to work with people and see the bigger picture and just see how it unfolds and coach them. It's beautiful. Okay, so for my next caller, it's 857-222.
Hello.
Good morning. Hello, how
Hi,
are you?
How are you? I'm well, how
Wonderful.
Are you?
Wonderful. Good,
All
where
right.
are you calling from?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. How is it in Massachusetts?
Snow.
Snow. I knew it was somewhere around there that there was a snow. Lovely. Okay, who am I speaking with?
My name is Annette.
Annette, have I talked to you before?
Yes,
we
have spoken before.
Okay.
Yes, it's been a while.
Excellent. Okay, how's life?
You know, life is good. You have some bumps in the road, but other than that, life is good.
Excellent. Okay, share with me some divine intervention or just the power of prayer, something like that.
Well, when my sister passed, we shared an apartment together, and when she passed, let me start from the beginning. My sister had moved out from our apartment, and she was away for almost 5 years.
Uh-huh.
She moved back home, and I somehow knew that there was a reason why she moved back home. Forgive me if I start to cry.
All good.
I knew there was a reason why she moved back home. And I didn't know how bad her illness was getting. She had bipolar, schizophrenia, and she went off her medication. She passed away in the house. And when that happened, I understood why she came back. She came back to pass away with her family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew that Spirit wanted me to start preparing for her death, which I knew when she walked through the door, I just felt that I needed to start preparing. And
right.
I didn't tell my family. I didn't say anything to anyone because I felt it was something that was between Spirit and myself. So when my sister passed, I've always wanted to move out and find my own place alone.
Yeah.
But I just felt that Spirit is like, no, it's not time. It's not time. So when my sister passed, right when she passed a couple of months later, that's when I had to give up the apartment and I had to find a new place to live. And I just felt that, you know, by me listening to Spirit, I didn't jump the gun and just move because I didn't want to deal with my sister.
Yeah.
I really learned about compassion and love with her coming back home. And I knew that I could no longer argue with her. I had to accept her for who she was at the moment. But I felt that she knew that she was going to pass.
Yeah, I'm sure
she
did.
And it happened suddenly. And I'm just so grateful that I'm so grateful that I had that time with her. So grateful.
Well, I am so grateful that you're sharing that because it's so powerful. And, you know, we all come into this life to learn something. And, you know, that was a big lesson that you learned. But all of us listening, you know, myself included, needs to hear that and needs to be reminded because, you know, life can get in the way of, you know, some of the stuff we're supposed to do, you know, some of the lessons. And so I really appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's the beauty in it also. It's like when we recognize how it unfolds without us, you know, forcing it and it just unfolds and you listen. It's the beauty of it. It doesn't mean that you don't grieve. It doesn't mean that you don't feel like this tremendous sense of loss and, you know, the what ifs, but it's the beauty of the experience and knowing that there's so much more than what we're, you know, than this life, right?
Amen. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So very true. So I'm really grateful that I listened. And you're right. It was definitely a gift to be with her, you know, because I was the one. We've always had a tumultuous relationship, but I was the one that prepared her funeral. I was the first one there to say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
I was there to take care of her. You know, so.
Well, I do see you picking
gift.
Up the pieces. Like, as soon as you started talking, what I saw was, you know, like if you have like a broom and a dustpan, like literally that's what I see is like you gather up all the pieces. You were just gathering up all the pieces. You know, so there's appreciation in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of beauty. Like when I see another thing that I'll see sometimes is like when there were really harsh words, when there was, you know, say I go into even churches actually, and where there's been like harsh words said, I will see like things like glass that breaks, like shards. And that always indicates to me, it's like there are harsh words. And so what's really interesting is I see you cleaning that up, but the glass was like really colorful. But I see you cleaning it all up.
Wow. That's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, and I saw that as soon as I started talking about it.
Wow.
So I'm just feeling, you know, also forgiveness of yourself and just like letting, you know, just really appreciating the peace. The peace in that event, the peace in the moment. Like what you totally feel, I mean, everything that you've said is amazing. So I really appreciate that. And I know that there's people that are listening that can totally, you know, connect to that because that's, you know what, that's truly why we are here.
Amen.
For sure.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Did you have a question for me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Good.
something, there was, a misunderstanding, some words between myself and another person today. And I've always had this fear that if I wronged her or she saw that I wronged her in any way or something that would set her on edge, then she just becomes this very vindictive and vengeful person. And I see that coming out of her now. But I felt like I've always tried to keep that under wraps. I've always tried to play, always being nice. But that's, I mean, it's not that I'm always trying to be nice, just me being me. And I told her, I said, you know, with friends will sometimes have misunderstandings and sometimes they will have words. But you can always bring that back together because that's where my heart is. I said, what happened today doesn't change my heart for you. It doesn't.
Perfect.
Because that's how I am. And I'm so grateful to have a heart like this. It wasn't always like this.
Right.
But I see the flip side of her. And I see this vengeful person coming out doing vengeful things that I've seen a year ago.
Yeah.
And I notice that I'm afraid.
Well, here, I'll just tell you what I saw, and then we'll talk about it. So when you first started talking about it, I saw, like, if say you're walking, and there's, like, a – you know the material that bungee cords are made out of that have the nylon on the outside? So there's almost, like, this little tripping, like, this little tripping rope. So you get one leg over it. The second one gets kind of caught up in that. And so, and you're really caught between like having the good footing where you feel at peace, you just feel good, to the other side that's kind of caught up in this quagmire that doesn't feel so good. And I feel that that's probably her situation. And there's a little bit of a, you know, sticky situation where basically you just feel like you were caught up in it. But here's what I feel like could help. You know, from your point of being fair and honest and loving, which it sounds like you are, you know, extend your, I'm hearing grief. I don't know why I'm hearing grief, but extend your love. So however,
yes.
Is she grieving? Why am I hearing grief?
I think she, I don't know.
I don't know why I'm hearing grief, but extend
your. I think she may have
your,
lost someone.
Extend, you know what? Extend your vulnerability. Extend mm-hmm. your vulnerability to her and just like, you know, appreciation for basically like what you just told me and just let it be, you know, extend it to her, you know, do prayers that, you know, everything will be, you know, that you're sending for the highest good of all and then mm-hmm. just step back. But if you extend your vulnerability and recognize, you know, she might not be able to accept it right now, but it doesn't mean she won't in a week or whenever.
That's true, because in the a year ago, it was the same thing. And trust me, I
yeah.
went through hell.
Yeah.
I paid
well, don't do that.
A price. I paid a price
yeah.
for it.
Don't do
and
that.
And that's why my stomach, I feel
yeah.
we're going to do this again. We're
yes.
going to do
so
this
don't
again.
Don't do that.
Right.
Don't get caught up in
paid.
That. Just extend your vulnerability, extend your gratitude to her, extend, you know, whatever. And, I mean, there's a bunch of different pieces there, but extend it to her and don't get caught up in the drama and all that stuff. And, then, you know, let her know how you feel. And then just know that you're, you know, sending love and light for the highest good of all and just wait and see what happens.
And I did. And that's
you know,
exactly what I did. Because
yeah.
nothing with me changes. It doesn't change with me, but I see this, and it's like my stomach is like in knots. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
don't
gonna
get
have to
caught
go
up
through
in
hell.
It, though. No, don't.
Yeah,
because you don't have to. You just continue
see,
being you. You continue sending.
Right.
Well, you just don't get caught up in it. I mean, that's literally one of the things I like about prayer or sending love and light or however it feels, you know, however you personally do it, is you can send all that. You can send the beautiful thoughts. You can send the healing energy. Just imagine that literally each breath she takes and you take is you're bringing in this love and this healing energy, right?
Right.
So,
right.
So send that to her. And just wait, because that you're doing without getting caught up in the craziness, getting caught
right.
up in the drama. You know,
right.
do let her know in the physical body, let her know you know, you're extending your apologies, whatever. But then,
right.
you know, on the sly, you're sending in that loving energy.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, don't get caught up in the drama. You just be you.
Right.
You know,
right.
because it probably also goes back to this thing about, you know, when I saw with your sister, how you were cleaning up the pieces. So maybe that's kind of like a theme that you have. You don't have to clean up the pieces for everybody.
That's interesting. Yes. Right. You know what?
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
That's her stuff.
Yeah. You're not,
I've
you don't
apologized.
Have to do it.
I've extended.
And
I'm
there
vulnerable.
You go. Yeah.
That's
there you
her
go.
Stuff.
Now, yeah. Now you've done your stuff, send the prayers and the light and all that stuff, and move on with your life.
Yes. Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense because
yeah,
I would have
perfect.
Stood in and I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm going to, oh, God, you know, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
And no,
you don't have
no,
to.
That's your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
You do not have to clean up the pieces for everybody else.
I don't have to be punished.
No.
I don't have to be
You're done.
Punished. Yes. It's like I don't have to – We said things. I apologize.
Yeah.
I don't have to be, how can you say it, punished. Like I was a bad
child. Yeah, you
child.
Don't have to
how
get caught up in
how
the craziness.
How dare you speak to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're done.
Because my sister, the one that passed, was the same way.
Yeah.
Was the exact
yeah.
same way. If
okay.
you did anything
Perfect.
That she thought was out of line or anything, you will pay the price for it. And that's
right.
what I've always
so you know
done
what?
I've always paid the price.
This is the whole reason why you called today and we brought up your sister is because for you to recognize you don't have to pick up the pieces for other people. You don't have to clean
yes.
up the mess. You're done.
Yes.
Okay, so with that note, which is excellent, write that down so you don't forget it. Write it down somewhere so you can be reminded on a daily basis.
Yes.
And enjoy your day and let me know how it goes. You can always drop me an email. Just let me know how you're going. But I think that that's a good message for you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. It all makes
welcome.
Sense. Thank you. Many blessings to you. It makes sense.
Thank you. Awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
That's great for both of us. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was just a beautiful exchange of how, you know, sometimes, you know, the original picture that I saw with her, and we tied it all together. And so those lessons that she learned earlier, she can still carry on with the relationships that she has right now, which very well could be, you know, this, one of the big themes in this life, you know, that she could have started learning that behavior as a child. And so now it's time for her to, you know, live her life for herself and not caring about what other people are doing or picking up the pieces of a mess that somebody else, you know, creates. So she has to be responsible for herself. She's not responsible for everybody else. We are responsible for ourselves. So that was a great lesson. I'm really glad that she called in for many reasons. Okay, so this is Polly Wyron, and my website is Gateways to Peace. And I can take one more caller, but before I do that, I always, I really believe in doing charity work. So if you go to my website, gateways2peace.com, that's with the number 2, the first person that contacts me and you make a donation to one of the charities on my website, and I love Farm Sanctuary, by the way, they're like my charity spotlight. So if you make a donation to... well, contact me first, and then I'll tell you how to do the donation. And I don't care what the donation is, quite frankly. And then I'll give you a reading. And my readings are $125 an hour. So you make a donation. I don't care the price of what you donate, and then you'll get the reading from me. So gateways2peace.com. And first person contacts me, and I'll let you know how to schedule and all that stuff. But many blessings to everybody. And my next caller is area code 313-960.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Good.
I make it fast because I want to be considerate of the other callers because I know they've probably been waiting for a long time.
Oh, we're all waiting, so it's all good. Okay, who am I talking to?
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan. Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, thank you, Sherelle. Detroit, how is it in Detroit, Michigan?
It's okay. Weather on and off, hot, cold, rainy, snow, wet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's even hot during the winter sometimes?
I don't know. It just switched up. It's Detroit weather. We call it the Detroit weather because we don't know what it want to do. One day is cold, one day is hot, then snowing and raining and I.
It keeps you energized, I guess, if you've got to look out the window every day and see how you have to dress.
Yeah.
So, okay. Share with me a story of divine intervention, like when you feel like there was divine intervention or how how prayer works or something like that.
I really can't say too much. What do you mean by divine intervention?
Let's see. So, like the last caller,
I just know
called,
I'm
like.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, sometimes things happen in our life. Like, okay, I'll just tell you quickly. Like somebody that I had in one of my groups on Sunday. She was in Hawaii, and there was a group of them, and two. There were the husband and wife that just bought new wedding rings, and so they took them off before they got in the water. So the tide started coming in. So she picked up the clothes and moved them so that they wouldn't get wet. So subsequently, one of the rings fell. And they, you know, everybody was, like, looking for a long time for the rings. And she was, like, you know, really worried and, you know, prayed, you know, please help. And, you know, so then maybe an hour or something later, some man found a ring and brought it to them.
That's
like
thing.
Divine.
And that was real
nice.
So, I really haven't experienced that, but I do, like when I'm going through a deep situation or just period, I pray and ask God, you know, to show me signs, my angels, because I believe I'm a light worker.
Good. Perfect.
But I have not had any experience of when something happened and it turned around, it is there. I have not experienced that yet.
Okay, well, here's...
Well, if it did, I don't notice. If it did
happen,
I don't notice.
Okay, that's what I'm
going
to ask you to do. Start paying attention to them, start asking, and when they start happening, really recognize them and say thank you. Because the more you recognize
okay.
them, the more it happens. You'll realize that it happens all the time. But the more you're open to it and you're recognizing mm-hmm. it and you're saying thank you, then your life is like just kind of unfolding like that, which is not a bad way
oh,
for
okay.
life to go, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, what's the question for me?
I was wondering about a guy, Sam. I haven't spoke with him in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, would I hear from him or what? I don't know what's going on. Like, what's the issue? I text, there's just no response. And I just don't know. And also, I'm having another issue with, I have like kind of like a gambling problem. And I'm trying to get that under control as well.
Gambling problem? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and I'm trying to be able to save my money and my funds.
Okay, do you have and this is just logic speaking, but believe me, it can't go wrong in this one. Are you getting any help, like a gambler's addiction, anything like that? Are you seeing like a group or anything like that? Well, that's
no,
the first thing.
I haven't got to that
well,
point
it
to where
can't
I, oh, family.
And you know what? I'll even tell you that, you know, because you know I'm an intuitive, I do intuitive life coaching. I will even tell you that there are, I actually refer a fair amount of the people that come to me, whether they work with me in person or we do distant, that have to go to, like, see somebody for drinking or for just therapy, whatever, because it's a serious thing. And so I encourage you to look for help. Because it will change your life. So that's the big thing I'll tell you. That's, you know what, if you step up and you acknowledge that, that's the biggest thing that will change your life. Because you're taking control of your life instead of gambling or some other addiction taking control of your life. You are doing it. So the sooner you reach out and do that, I totally applaud you. And it will change your life. Absolutely.
Okay,
so the Sam person, I feel like he, I don't necessarily see him, I see him closed off. But I have another question for you.
Yes.
What's the pregnancy thing? So are you friends with somebody who's pregnant? Are you pregnant? What's the pregnancy thing?
Oh, not me. None of me. No, I never had no pregnancy. No, nothing with me.
Okay, so just be careful with that. I don't know why I'm getting the pregnancy thing.
I haven't seen him since the Super Bowl.
The thing about him is he's kind of, I would say that he's kind of closed off, and I even see him in, this will sound funny, but I even see him in the shape of like in a shell, like a snail shell. So he's not even, he's not super available. So just let him be.
Okay.
But you have greater work to do, which is getting the addiction counseling, because that
mm-hmm.
will change your life.
Yeah, it will. It will.
Yeah, so right now, before we go, say, I have control of my life.
I have control of my life.
Yeah, in all aspects of my life.
In all aspects of my life.
Yes. So you know what I'd like you to do is write down, I have control of my life. I'd like you to write that down so that you see it. You see it several times throughout the day. And check out some type of addiction counseling. Because you're not alone in the boat. I mean, there's, who knows how many people, but you know that there are many people that suffer from that. And, you acknowledging it is huge. You can do it. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you.
Blessings to everybody. And my radio show is going to go off the hair in just a minute. But thank you, and blessings to everybody. Bye bye.